Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Fruit Inspectors. Our scripture verse is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You know, my heart breaks each time I meet a believer who has known the Lord for a significant amount of time and is still struggling with the same issues they struggled with before he or she came to know Christ. I mean, what happened in those years since they were saved? Has there been no growth? Being born again is just the beginning. A newborn baby doesn't stay newborn, he grows. Yet, I'm sorry to say that many who are newly born into the kingdom of God remain newborns. They simply don't grow. And how can we tell how much we've grown? You can't go by how well one knows the Bible or how active one may be in church. That's no measure of Christian maturity. That only measures one's religiosity. Spiritual growth can only be measured by the fruit of God's Spirit evident in one's life. That's the true test. So take a look at each of the listed fruit in Galatians 5:22 and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least and 10 being, you've arrived. How much of each of the God's Spirit is evident in your life, do you think? Then do the same for your spouse. Then sit down together and switch papers and dialogue on the subject. Then do it again next year and the next year, and keep doing it every year until Jesus comes. So a question we have for both of us today. What fruit of the Spirit is God trying to develop in me this year in particular? And what fruit is He trying to develop in you? And a prayer for the both of us. Lord, help us to increase in our fruit day by day so that others might see in us the fruit of your Spirit and that we would bring honor and glory to your name.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's leave the loneliness behind.